Mr. President, as this is the first time that GISHD is taking the floor, I would like to thank the presidency for steering our work through to this meeting, as well as to congratulate Ms. Pamela Moraga on her appointment as the director of the Convention's Implementation Support Unit. Putting an end to civilian suffering caused by cluster munitions around the globe is a shared commitment. As current developments challenge the norms set by this convention, we need to redouble our efforts to promote its universalization and full implementation for the benefit of individuals and communities around the world. It is also essential that states' parties can continue to count on the full support of our sector in their efforts. As we approach the third year of implementing the Lausanne Action Plan, we should take full advantage of this meeting to discuss progress and challenges in implementing its actions 38 to 42, which provide a solid framework to enhance international cooperation and assistance under the Convention. For international cooperation and assistance to be effective and efficient, it is essential that all actors on the ground have a solid understanding of the specific challenges and priorities of an affected country and its population in all their diversity. The country coalition platforms are a very welcome undertaking in this respect. Bringing together national authorities, operators, donors, and other stakeholders, the country coalitions offer a space for dialogue and better coordination under the lead of the affected country. Last year, the GISHD was invited to moderate the 7th Lebanon Mine Action Forum. We were honored to contribute to this forum, which has greatly facilitated the exchange of information and coordination among various actors, as well as helped clarify the progress, priorities, challenges, and needs for the timely completion of Lebanon's obligations under the Convention. We stand ready to continue supporting states' parties in better leveraging the power of country coalitions. Establishing and promoting suitable regional frameworks for sharing knowledge and experiences among affected countries remains one of the key objectives of the GISHD's three regional cooperation programs. These target Arab-speaking and French-speaking regions, as well as Eastern Europe, Caucasus, and Central Asia. In December 2022, through its Francophone Regional Cooperation Program, the GISHD organized a workshop at the Center for Post-Conflict Demining and Clearance in Ouidah, Benin, bringing together national authorities, mine action programs, national arms control commissions, and operators active in the region. The workshop aimed to continue promoting regional cooperation and foster the enhancement of capacities for the humanitarian response to the problem of explosive ordnance contamination. It was also marked by a presentation by the ISU. Exchange visits among national authorities of affected countries with a view to sharing information and experience is another good practice regarding international cooperation and assistance. In March 2023, the GISHD facilitated an exchange visit of the National Regulatory Authority of Lao PDR to the Lebanon Mine Action Center. Mr. President, the GISHD was also pleased to participate in the CCM Francophone Africa Workshop 2023 in Yaoundé. Such initiatives reiterate the importance of intensifying the use of regional and international cooperation platforms to promote the universal adherence to the Convention. It is our joint responsibility to keep attention high, to provide states parties, if they so request, with targeted, efficient, inclusive, sustainable, and effective support that will enable them to rid themselves of cluster munition contamination as soon as possible. However, as funding shortfalls and substantial remaining work continue to hinder or relent fulfillment of time-bound convention obligations, there is an increasing need to explore and use all possible alternative or innovative sources of funding. To this end, the GISHD seeks to provide opportunities for states' parties to debate and discuss existing innovative finance models. The GISHD Innovation Conference 2023, planned to be held in Geneva from 14 to 16 November 2023, will be one such opportunity to concretely explore innovative financing options and their possible application for the needs of the sector. The GISHD looks forward to continuing cooperation with partners at all levels around the globe to intensify the collective efforts for successful implementation of the Convention. Thank you.
I thank the distinguished representative of GISHD for his comprehensive statement. And now I pass the floor to the representative of UNMAS. Please.